Hello, everyone. Today I'd like to talk about a very, very important word, a very important concept.
And that word is again. And incidentally, the next two most important words are never again. And I'm going to explain why in the following. So let's start with again. What does this mean? It means a repetition. Means something that has happened and should happen again, or we wish it to happen again. When we say again, as in, let's go again, let's do this again, let's try again. You see where I'm going with this? It has to do with persistence, with perseverance. It has to do with not giving up. And I think perseverance is not only a virtue. I would call perseverance a meta-virtue. Because if you think of the core four virtues essential in any relationship, curiosity, courage, honesty, and empathy. If you think about any of those four, we all know what it means to be curious, to want to inquire and find out new information, to learn, to want to discover, to understand. We all know what honesty is. It's telling the truth, or at least not lying, as Peterson says, because most of the time we don't even know what the truth is, but we all know when we lie.
Courage is doing the right thing even though we're afraid. It's behaving virtuously even though we're afraid to do it.
Letting that fear exist without letting it dominate you. Letting it inform you without letting it dictate what you do. And empathy is the ability to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, to see things from the perspective of another. And we all know how any of these look in practice, but if I tell you, be courageous, be honest, be empathetic, be curious, you know what I mean. But if I tell you, be persistent, that is an incomplete statement. Persistent in what? Should be your next question, hopefully. Because I can be persistent in committing war crimes. So you would need additional information when I tell you, be persistent. Be persistent in what? If you're persistent in something bad, that surely is not desirable. Virtue means something good. So if persistence can lead to something bad, how is persistence more than a virtue? How is it a meta-virtue? Well, it's a meta-virtue because it needs to be applied to another virtue. You need to be persistent in your honesty, in your courage, in your curiosity. You need to be persistent in your empathy. Because if you're only occasionally empathetic, if you're only occasionally curious, occasionally courageous, and occasionally honest, well, hate to break it to you, but you're not that courageous, honest, empathetic, or curious. You're not that virtuous, right? So then, how does this meta-virtue of persistence do when it's being applied to vices? What if you're persistent in lying, stealing, cheating? I would argue that in those cases, that's not persistence. I would argue that you don't need any perseverance in vice, because vice has its own motivation, and there's no effort in being lazy. There's no effort in lying. I'm talking about mental effort. I'm talking about you doing something right now you don't feel like doing. When we embrace vice, we just give in to our base instincts. Agreed? So that means we don't really make an effort to do something different than what we just feel like doing in the moment. So that is not perseverance. Persistence is required precisely to counter that. I need to persist in going to the gym despite not wanting to go. Sitting at home on my ass doesn't require any perseverance on my part. Sitting at home on my ass doesn't require any perseverance. Why is perseverance so important? And I'm going to paraphrase Ray Kroc here. I love his quote on persistence.
Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful individuals with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. End quote.
So, again, why is perseverance so important? Well, I just gave you the first clue. Without it, the other virtues are kind of meaningless because you apply them so sparingly. But also think about the bigger practical picture of people's lives and how often it happens that people end up somewhere in their life that they don't really want to be. How does that happen? I would argue that the lack of perseverance has a lot to do with that. And let me explain why. It all has to do with the education system, quote unquote, what we call the education system, which I would put to you that doesn't educate at all. All it does is train you to do specific tasks. It doesn't teach you how to succeed. It teaches you how to not fail, which are very, very different things. And I would argue, furthermore, that teaching you how to not fail is worse than you think. It's not just neutral. Well, at least I'm not failing. Now, next step after learning how to not fail is learning how to succeed. No. That is not how it works at all. It's not like going from minus 10 to plus 10 and then passing through the neutral zero point. That's not the journey. It's counterintuitive. But if you think about it for a second, it makes total sense. Failure is required to succeed. Think of how many times children fail to walk before they walk. And walking is pretty complicated. I know it seems like a no-brainer to you right now, but you took years to master it. Never mind running, jumping, oh boy. Now we're getting into stuff where even as adults we're not doing too hot, right? You failed and failed and failed and failed and failed and failed and failed again before you succeeded. The goal was not to avoid failure. Had it been that, you would have just kept crawling. Crawling moves you forward. It does the job. Why do I have to hit my ass against the living room carpet so many times just to learn this walking thing? You needed to fail because by failing, you discovered what doesn't work. And by eliminating what doesn't work, you eventually found out what does work. So back to our education system, our so-called education system, it teaches us to do well on standardized tests. It rewards not failing on those tests, not getting the wrong answer. But guess what? That's not how real life works. In real life, you have to give the wrong answer a whole bunch of times before you can get the right answer. And this is how business works as well. The whole game of business is how to make as many mistakes as possible without going out of business. The one who manages to make most mistakes without going out of business is the one who wins, provided, and this is the second part, provided they learn from those mistakes. And that's why I said the next most important word is never. Never again. Because if again means perseverance in the face of adversity, in the face of difficulty, then never again means not making the same mistake again. Means learning from your mistakes. Okay? So, if you put the two together, the name of the game is make as many mistakes as possible without getting out of the game and learn as much as possible from them, which is actually education. Education should teach children how to make mistakes, how to learn from them, because that is how you acquire any skill, if you think about it. So education is not task training. Being trained in how to do a task is being trained in how to learn to do any task. Because guess what? You don't know what you need to learn. If you want to teach your children all they would need to know in their life, well, good luck with that. It's impossible. Because guess what? You can't predict the future. If you could, you'd be obscenely rich by now. The whole game of the market is trying to predict the future. And they can't do it, even with the AI and supercomputers that they have at this point. They cannot game the stock market. Too many variables. The further ahead you look, the more variables there are. And if you think of the problem, what should my child learn so that they are equipped with everything they need to know for the next 40 years, 60 years of their life, 80 years, hopefully? Well, then the answer to that is, who the hell knows? No one knows. And if no one knows, how are they supposed to learn it? Well, it's easy. You just teach them how to learn. You teach them how to learn. And by doing that, they will learn themselves whatever they need to when the need arises and when the time comes. And to do that, they will have to be persistent and persevere, because they will mess up when they're at the beginning of learning a new skill. Of course they'll suck at it, right? It's a no-brainer. Everybody sucks at the beginning. That's just how things work. So if you teach them to be afraid of failure, you're doing them a great, great disservice. If you teach them to persist until they succeed and fail and fail and fail and fail again, 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 but never make the same mistake again, well, that is the recipe for success, my friends. Make mistakes again and again, but don't make the same mistake ever again. Or at least strive to. This is how we grow as people. And it's a process that doesn't stop when you reach a certain age, like the public school system or the private one for that matter would like you to believe. Don't just stop growing at one point. A tree grows throughout its whole life. And so should we, if you think about it, right? There isn't any particular point at which you just stop growing and you stop learning and you stop evolving, you stop improving yourself. There's always something to fix. There's always something to improve. Is there ever such a thing as good enough? Of course there is. But that is for particular tasks, Because perfectionism, don't get me wrong, I'm not arguing for perfectionism as a practical standard. Perfectionism is not perfection. Perfection is the perfect standard, right? That's why we have perfect standards. They embody perfection. But there's something we compare our actions with, so we have a reference point. They're not something to be attained practically. Do not ever make that mistake. Perfectionism is paralysis. Trying to actually be perfect will end up with you never succeeding, because nothing's ever perfect. It can only ever be good enough. But if you don't have an image of how perfect would look like, at least, you don't know if you're moving in the right direction, if you're moving towards it or not. It's like going towards an infinitely high number, plus infinity. That is perfection. You will never reach it, no matter how high you count or how many things you accumulate, but it gives you a reference point, and it allows you to say, hey, do I today have more than yesterday or less? Because I can orient myself according to a perfect standard of infinity. Hope that makes sense. And if not, I will definitely expand on it in a future episode. Promise. So that's it for today.
And you know what? I've decided I'm not gonna thank people for listening. Because at the end of the day, you're not doing me a favor by listening to me. I think I provide value. I think what I'm saying is really helpful and really useful in a very practical way, even. And so, since I'm providing it for free, it doesn't make sense for me to be thanking you. I think you should be thanking me. I don't mind if you don't, but the problem is that I don't think I should be thanking my audience as if they're doing me a service, because I should be providing a service to them. If I'm not, then I'm doing something wrong and I need to do better. So instead of saying thank you, I'm going to end with saying, you're welcome. And share this with people if you think it's useful, and even if you think it's not. Have a great day. Bye. And you know what? I've decided I'm not going to thank people for listening anymore. Because at the end of the day, you're not doing me a favor by listening to me. I think I provide value. I think what I'm saying is really helpful and really useful in a very practical way. And so since I'm providing it for free, it doesn't even make sense for me to be thanking you. I think you should be thanking me. And I don't mind if you don't, that's fine. But I really have a problem with me thanking my audience as if they're doing me a service, because I should be providing a service to them instead. If I'm not, if what I'm saying is not useful to people, then I'm doing something wrong and I need to do better. So instead of saying thank you, I'm going to end with saying you're welcome, and share this with people if you think it's useful, and even if you think it's not. Have a great day. Bye.